今年12月13号将是南京大屠杀78周年。自从2012年习近平成为中共最高领导人之后，北京多次高调声讨日本在中国犯下的战争罪行。2014年2月，中国政府以立法的形式设立了南京大屠杀死难者公祭日，并且在12月13号在南京举行首次大型国家公祭仪式。中国国家主席习近平出席了活动并发表讲话，把纪念南京大屠杀活动提高到一个前所未有的新高度。近年来，中国社会矛盾日益严重，抗议民众时常和警方发生暴力冲突，西藏和新疆等地的民族问题突出，多次发生自焚和恐怖活动。为了缓和国内矛盾，习近平提出复兴是最伟大的中国梦。澳大利亚墨尔本大学中国历史学家安东尼亚·费宁说，对日本的仇恨成了人们宣泄对社会不满的有限渠道之一。
The psychology of the society in an authoritarian regime is very interesting because
集权政府统治下的社会心理学非常有趣，因为人们可以辩论的渠道很少，比如你不能公开表达对共产党政府不满。我认为在某种程度上，反外尤其是反日成了人们表达政治诉求和不满的阀门。
1937年，日本开始全面侵华战争，12月13日攻占南京，持续6周残酷屠杀平民。据二战结束后远东国际军事法庭和南京军事法庭的判决和调查，遭日军屠杀的人数在20万到30万之间。菲宁说，南京大屠杀是一个历史悲剧，不幸的是被中国政府用来作为一个政治工具。
The record shows that the Chinese government has used or suppressed.
记录显示，在不同时期，中国政府或利用或压制人民对战争的回忆和悼念行动。近年来，纪念活动的升级完全和中日关系有关。我认为这种做法非常令人遗憾，因为这是中国历史上的一起惨剧，尤其是南京历史上的惨剧。人们应该有私人空间来悼念逝去的生命，可是却受到政府的严重干涉。
专家指出，北京操纵舆论的行为可以从上个世纪50到80年代看出。70年代前，中国禁止出版有关南京大屠杀的书籍和文章，而1971年乒乓外交后，中日关系进入蜜月期。80年代后，中国才允许公开讨论南京大屠杀。不过，也有观察人士指出，日本政府至今没有正式道歉，导致日本和亚洲邻国关系紧张。肯尼斯·丹迪是一位社会活动人士，他的母亲和阿姨是犹太人大屠杀的幸存者。他说，德国政府真诚地试图弥补过去的伤害，相比之下，日本做的显然很不够。
There was a genuine attempt to historically reconcile with us, to welcome us. There was an acknowledgement of what happened.
二战期间，纳粹德国主导的系统化种族灭绝行动，导致600万犹太人遭到屠杀。日本历届在任首相每年都参拜靖国神社，其中敬奉着14名二战甲级战犯，引起中国和韩国等亚洲国家的激烈抗议，指责日本恶化与邻国的关系，否认侵略战争历史。美国之音叶凡华盛顿报道。
女一哈，记录显示，在不同时期，中国政府或利用或压制人民对战争的回忆和悼念行动，回忆吧。再来哈，
我感到德国真诚地试图和我们和解，欢迎我们回去承认过去。我相信他们的行动是真诚的。
So, on the other hand, do you think there is a parallel between the Nanjing massacre and the German Jewish massacre and even 9/11? Because it seems like you talked about the Jewish people and American people that we don't talk about much about this event, these incidents. People move on. We don't hear people here talking about how much they hate the people who, you know, caused the 9/11. But in China, it seems there's such a hatred, people cannot get over it. What is that?
I think that's such an excellent question, coming from someone like yourself who grew up there and is now living here. And again, I think it comes back to political leadership, to who has control of the media. And it's difficult to imagine how this hatred would flourish in the absence of forces consciously fostering it for particular reasons. That said, there is also plainly an independent nationalist voice in China. If I think back to books like China Too Can Say No, 中国也可以说不, that obviously didn't come out of the government. That obviously came out of society. So I think the psychology of the society in an authoritarian regime is very interesting, because there's only so many directions in which you can take your discussions and your issues, to talk loudly about your discontent with the Communist Party, for example, is obviously not something people can do. In some ways, I think that the system means that there is only a few escape valves for people's political energies, their discontents, and a lot of those have got to do with anti-foreignism and particularly anti-Japanese. I have to say, I think the rise in anti-foreignism generally is quite marked in China.
So you think the Japanese, because one of the reasons is the Japanese government hasn't officially apologized enough, that's why the Chinese people are not able to forgive? Has Japan apologized enough?
Look, there hasn't been, you know, a full official apology. That would be a good step in the right direction. But whether it would solve anything in the longer run, I think that if you have a look at the problem with the Senkaku, the Diaoyu Islands, that the minute any problem will arise over territorial or maritime positions, you know, Japan is a very near neighbour. At any time, all this wartime history can again be brought up to, you know, to fuel nationalism and to solidify, you know, the Chinese people behind the government in whatever it wishes to do.
Mm-hmm. One last question. It's interesting that it seems instead of thinking what the Japanese did was a sign of their cruelty and barbarianism, it should be a shame on them. But it seems the Chinese people thinks it's a humiliation, it's a shame, or even embarrassment on the Chinese part. Why is that, instead of, you know?
So I wonder whether this idea of humiliation in English really captures the meaning of the Chinese word, because if you look historically at how this word has been used, it's used as something that people can incite people to endure and bide their time until they can recover their period of strength. So I absolutely agree with you, you know, the shame should be on the Japanese side. but this idea of humiliation has got very deep Chinese roots and is used in particular ways. I don't think it translates all that well into English.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.